Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today we're doing a teaching about pray without ceasing. This will be an ongoing teaching, and we will be teaching every day for a few days on this. And if you'd like to have this teaching in its fullness, if you'd call our ministry center, we will give you that number at the end of the show. All of our teachings are free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus. We hope you enjoy the teaching on pray without ceasing.
Because He will talk to you. The God we serve, He talks to us through His Word. He talks to us through our spirits. And He speaks to us in the authoritative, audible voice of the Holy Spirit. And I've heard Him all of those ways. It's really wonderful when you start hearing Him speak in a voice that you can hear. That's just awesome. I mean, God becomes so magnificently alive and wonderful to you when you get to where you hear that voice. But if you will just tune yourself into Him, get quiet before Him, and talk to Him, He will speak to you. Now, He'll do it when He's ready. You can't force Him to talk to you. You can really pray and seek Him. And if you will, He will reveal your problem to you. Because I know a pastor that his son, and this man has a tremendous has tremendous knowledge of the Word of God, and he's seen some very significant miracles in his ministry too. And his little son came down really sick driving down the road one day, and he said, "Daddy, I've got this tremendous pain in my stomach." And the little boy began to vomit and throw up, and of course immediately he began to pray, him and his wife both, and they prayed over this little boy for 3 or 4 days, and he kept getting worse and worse and worse. And finally the pastor, he told his wife, he said, "I'm going to take me a few glasses of water, and I'm going upstairs in the upstairs bedroom, and I'm going to lock myself up there, and I don't want nobody to bother me for nothing. I'm going to get on my face before God, and I'm going to find out what's wrong with our son." He hadn't taken him to a doctor at all. He didn't believe in doctors. He believed in God. He went up there and got on his face before God, and he prayed night and day as much as he could stay awake for 4 days. 4 days. At the fourth day, the Lord spoke to him. He said, in a voice that I could hear, he told him, he said, "Get up off your knees and go to the window and look across the street." And he said, "I opened the window, the blinds, and I looked out and said, there across the street." The Lord said, "You see that man standing over there?" He said, "Yes, Lord." He said, "That man is a warlock from the devil, and he's casting a spell upon your house, and it's fell upon your son." He said, "Rebuke him in my name." So he just from the window looked down and said, "You devil of hell, I rebuke you. I take authority over you. You must be set. You come in the name of Jesus. Get out of my neighborhood." And he did it from the bedroom. He said, "I had no more cleared my lips when that man turned and started running down the street." And he said, "I went downstairs and my son was miraculously healed by the time I got downstairs." Now see, we don't understand what's going on this earth. We don't understand that there's a host, there's a set of kingdoms that's on this earth that's invisible, that's really running things. You and I are not running things. We would like to think we are, but we're not. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of hell is running things. We're just flesh and blood in the middle. Now, as long as you and I will do what the Word of God says and walk in obedience to it, then the Lord will send His angels and give them charge over us, and He will protect us and He'll shield us. But it's possible even to sin if you're a pastor. You just don't realize how many ways we open the door. Just like this pastor I was just telling you about, the Lord also revealed him what his sin was and what had opened the door for that devil to come to his house. And so he repented of that also. But there's many things that we do that opens the door for the demonic world to come and attack us. Some of those are so simple that we just don't realize when we sin. But this invisible set of kingdoms, the kingdom of heaven, the angels, the good angels, and the kingdom of hell are right here in the second heaven, but the second heaven is invisible. You can't see it. The first heaven, you can see it, and that's the one we live in, so that's the one we feel comfortable in. But this other heaven that's here, if we walk in obedience to God's word, 100% obedient to it, then these forces of darkness cannot touch us. They cannot make us sick. We study God's Word. We meditate in it day and night. We do what Joshua 1:8 says. Now, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this is something that we don't teach our children today. We don't teach the church this, but I think we need to. Joshua 1:8. When I read this verse one day, I thought, goodness gracious alive. What a request. What a requirement. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law. In other words, this is the law that you hold in your hand. This is the spiritual laws to the spiritual kingdoms that we're living in. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Where is it supposed to be? In your mouth. You and I are supposed to be speaking God's word. It shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein 15 minutes a day. Is that not what your Bible didn't read like that? Well, sure, he wouldn't expect me to spend more than 15 minutes a day in this book, would he? What did he say? Day and night? That didn't even stop there either, did he? You should meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. All. For then, after you've done all this says, then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. How many of you, when your children got started growing up to 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, you tell them, we've got to go to school. You got to graduate from high school. Then you need to go to college. Get you a BS, get you a master's. And if you really want to be successful in life, get you a PhD. Be somebody. But you never, ever, ever told them to read this book. And so your children took the wrong path. Maybe they spent $1 trillion and got a PhD. That's about what it costs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Almost. And then they got off on drugs or alcohol, or they went the wrong way, or they got messed up with sex outside of wedlock or whatever, or they brought one or two or three handicapped children into the world, and you thought, goodness gracious alive, this is not what I thought life was going to be about. What did we do wrong? We didn't do what this says. We didn't meditate on this book. We didn't read it and study it. We didn't let the word be in our mouth day and night, and then observe to do all things that it says. And then if you really want to be really, really healthy, I want you to turn to Proverbs. And I think that's what we're all here for, is to be healthy, learn how to walk in divine health. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4:20, when he says, My son or my daughter, my children, attend to my words. Attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to a little bit of your flesh. What'd you say? How much of your flesh? All your flesh. So what is it that's going to make you well? Is it going to be the doctor that's going to make you well? It's going to be the Word of God, isn't it? Psalms 107. Psalm 107, verse 20. Now, I know the church does not believe this. Because every time the church gets sick, where's the first place we go? To the doctor, of course. That's where we go. It's very difficult to fight the fight of faith. I don't know why it is. This is so hard for us, but it is difficult. It is difficult to trust God, especially when the devil is attacking you. Our flesh is weak. We have a real problem believing God.
All of us. I mean, I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about me too. I fought these fights of faith. I know how hard it is to fight the fight of faith and to trust God, especially when things is not going your way. Especially. But in Psalms 107, verse 20, says he sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And then back up a few pages to Psalms 103, and we'll read the benefit package that belongs to us. Now let me ask you a question. Those of you that work for somebody else or that don't work for somebody else that even have to buy your own, how many of you today have a health plan? That if you go to a doctor, how many of you have one? How many of you have one? A whole bunch of you have one. Lots of people have one. I had one for years and years and years and years. But finally, when I learned to walk by faith, I said, I don't need one no more. I don't want one. I don't have one. But I'll tell you, if you don't know how to walk by faith, I'll give you an example of what can happen. The other day, we had to take a lady to the hospital. Her husband and her wanted to go. We took them. They're men of faith. A man and woman of great faith, too. But something happened to her, and it was a critical issue, and they wanted to go, so we took them. A doctor came in and spent a half hour with them. Guess how much the doctor charged for that little half hour? Any ideas? $700 is what the doctor charged. They spent the night in the hospital, and guess what the hospital charge was? $3,500. Doesn't that sound just like Jesus? See, if you don't know how to walk by faith, you've got to have a health plan. You have to have a health plan if you don't know how to walk by faith, because the devil is out there and he is running those systems. There's some good doctors and nurses in those places. And this doctor was a good Christian doctor. There's no doubt. Because I prayed the prayer of faith with him.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching, but we'll start right there tomorrow. We hope you're enjoying this teaching on Pray Without Ceasing. It will be a continuing, ongoing teaching. And if you would like to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106. We will be happy to send you this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. Now then, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order all of these teachings. We have many, and they're free and postpaid. And you can find many other interesting things on our website. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise the King.